My name is Jack Kagi, and I'm a Lummi tribal member. I'm 71 years old. I'm a veteran of the U.S. Air Force of Korea. I have four children, 11 grandchildren, and I've taught all my grandchildren and my children how to dance. We have a group called the Swan Dancers, and we do dances for different occasions, and we have a fee that we charge for our service. It's not very much, so people can afford us. I've taught song and dance at the Lummi Tribal School for 8 years. So a lot of the Lummi children have learned how to dance and learned the songs that I sing, and they all have an idea of what it is to dance at the ceremonies. And I'm hoping that as days go by, that these children will carry on the songs that I've taught them, and teach their children how to sing, teach their children how to dance, so our culture will never disappear. That was the hopes and the prayers of my grandfather, my uncle, years ago, that they wanted their children to learn the songs and dances, so their songs would never disappear. So that's what I'm carrying on, is the songs and the dances of my grandfather.
And what are your uncle's and grandfather's name?
My grandfather's name was Frank Hilaire, and his Indian name was Khaitalak. And my uncle, Joe Hilaire, was Frank Hilaire's son. And he was the leader of the Children of the Setting Sun when I was growing up. And all the songs that he sang for us in the Setting Sun were the songs that our Grandpa Hilaire sang for him when he was young. That's the songs that I use to sing for my children now, and I also teach the Lummi children the same songs. So the culture of my grandfather is growing here in Lummi. I enlisted in the Air Force in 1954, and my brothers before me all joined in the Marine Corps. And during World War II, I had two brothers that joined in the Army, served in the Army World War II. My other brothers, Marines, were served in Korea along with me. My son joined the Navy after he got old enough. And so my mother was real proud, because she had six boys that were in the military. And she was a very proud lady to have six boys serving in the military. It was like a when I was in the service, men would ask me, what did you join the service for? I thought Indians didn't have to join the military. I told them, well, I joined because I didn't feel like I wanted the enemy to take over our country, and I wanted to do my share to protect our country. And I think that's what a lot of our warriors felt the same way, to stand up and protect our homeland, keep our families safe, never let anybody take over our land. I'll sing a song that it's a song that my uncle used to use as a warrior song. We call it the dance of the spear, and it's about the warrior. the warrior is going out to meet the enemy, and he's asking the Great Spirit to give him strength and energy to be brave. I have an Indian name. I'm known as Tiltalton. Carry the Indian name of my grandfather. Comes from out in the Straits, from Jamestown's Clallam people. And he lived long back in 1790, actually, when my grandmother. Had my dad, I was given that name. So my given name is Jack Kagi, and I live in Lummi. I am of Samish Indian blood though, but I'm enrolled at the Lummi Nation, but I'm Samish, and I wish everybody well.